Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Mike from Ash Hats Podcast, and I'm joined here in the studio with my co-host, Dustin.
Hey.
And we're talking a little bit of football, talking a little bit of life, and enjoying some good times together. We haven't seen each other in about a month.
My favorite condiment is ketchup.
Dustin is exhausted from overworking.
And being overweight while overworking.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, neither my problem nor a issue that I can necessarily resolve, but I'm glad that I'm here with you to smoke some cigars, as you're already lighting up. Our cigar of choice for this week, or I should say this month, is the Chillin' Moose.
It is the Chillin' Moose. I had this on Saturday with my cousin around a campfire, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I thought to myself, well, September's a great month to chill. October's an even better month to chill. And in pre-recording, we determined that neither of us have really been chilling.
Yeah, we really haven't in the last couple days.
I really enjoyed the cigar when I had on Saturday. As we were talking about, I've learned that.
Very interesting. I've had this before. And the last time I had it, I did not like it.
When was the last time you had it?
It's been a couple years. I got it off of Cigar Bid. Like, I think you told me you got this one off Cigar Bid. And the last time I had it, it was a box of cigars that was probably, I'll be honest with you, this was the first cigar I bought on Cigar Bid, if I remember correctly. And I was not thoroughly impressed at all because it had a stale kind of flavor to it. And it really kind of was off-putting, kind of like our last month's cigar. If you remember, we smoked the red rum from Obsidian.
Even in the first couple pulls, me personally, I already liked this better than that last one, but we put that cigar down for a good 75 minutes.
Well, I mean, it's funny. I have a couple more of those left, and I haven't touched them since because of, you know, bad experiences. But that is usually what happens with me is I'll find a cigar that I like, and I'll keep that one in my repertoire. But like when I find one that I don't like, I very rarely, if ever, will go back to it.
So I have a special humidor for my quote-unquote repertoire. So, like, if the buds are coming over,
yep,
I have a whole humidor that I take that is on God.
Oh, that's all your bad cigars, right?
No. I leave all my the bad cigars. I have a spot for. It's one shelf where it's okay. The cigar sucks shelf. But for the most part, you know, when you come over, take whatever.
Right. Have at it. And it's funny because economical versus bad, like, this isn't a $10 cigar, for sure. Like, and we were just talking about cigars. I just purchased a couple Alec Bradley that were high-end, and they were phenomenal. Like, they have real complex flavors. They're buttery. It's Alec Bradley's Magic Toast.
I had that leaf.
Oh, the Oscar leaf is phenomenal. If anybody's ever had a chance to get it, it's wrapped in a tobacco leaf, and I've had them before, really good, and they're getting harder to find. But, you know, when I have a cigar that I don't really like, I have a hard time figuring out when I'm going to smoke it because that usually turns into what I call yard gar, right? You're cutting the grass or I'll be working on the car or something, and that's the cigar
I'll
have.
For me, it's shoveling the sidewalks.
Shoveling the sidewalks, you know. When I'm out there reading my book or whatever with my wife, I want to have a cigar that I'm going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that Obsidian, I've got another 10 of them sitting in there. I think they're going to have to go somewhere. Unfortunately, they're probably going to get gifted out to people who don't smoke cigars.
Good. And that is why we no longer do Secret Santa.
Well, that's not the only reason why we don't do Secret Santa.
It's not the only reason. We're
so busy and so packed with everything that, unfortunately, we don't get time to relax and chill and you know, be peaceful.
I was at a campsite on Friday. My operations manager is a very good friend of mine on the side. He got a campground for his birthday as a gift, and they invited us up, and Beth and I were blown away by the 2 hours, and that's all it was. We were up there from 7 to 9.
Now, was this in Pennsylvania? Where'd you end up
going? Yeah, we were at, where were we? Is it Rocky Glen?
Yeah, it could be
right
Rocky
up
Glen.
Here. Yeah. In like Duryea, or not Duryea, but like Harding area.
Mm-hmm.
We were there 2 hours. And it was the most relaxing 2 hours of my entire month.
That's awesome.
I was like, there was a moment where I just look, and I was helping Greg. Like, I cooked them dinner. Like, we had, like, they had like a little camping grill up there, and I said, "Let me cook. At least I can do. I'm good on the grill." And I looked up and just stars.
Yeah,
and
that's
silence. And we live on a main road where I'm so desensitized to the sirens that go down Luzerne Street. It's like, and so just looking up and just hearing nothing. No crickets even.
I would love that. That's something that I have to start planning because...
Now, do you camp?
We haven't gone yet. My wife is more into glamping, so she's, you know,
we are too.
Terrified.
I am a hot mess with camping.
I love it. I mean, I was a Boy Scout. I really enjoyed it growing up. And
Jeffrey's a huge camper.
That's true. And well, and you know, it's something to be said as a young boy. You're learning about, you know, nature and how to be an outdoorsman. And we did marksmanship and we learned knots and all the other kinds of stuff, which is fun. But there's, you know, fun and joy in actually being outside and camping and sleeping on the ground. And it may not seem very fun, but I actually enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to taking my kids camping. But my wife is a little bit...
So David was with us, and he stayed in the car the whole time. Benny was Benny. He was just trying to get into everything. Greg hung Christmas lights through the whole campground. I have a picture of it. And Greg was an expert camper.
Nice.
I was marveled. And I was helping him. Like, the first hour I was up there, I was helping him. I had the best time. Like, he strategically put... The whatchamacallit,
the stakes, yeah.
Not the stakes. The is it stakes? The things that
the
keep
tent?
The mosquitoes away?
Oh, the punks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow. I thought you were trying to put the stakes for the tent up.
No, that was easy.
Yeah.
The tent up wasn't. We made one folly, but I'll blame myself for it. The it made no sense. The zipper part we thought was going in the front because you think zing, zing.
Oh, okay.
But no, it went in the back for air circulation.
Okay. Wow. That's a fancy tent.
Right. It was he got for his birthday. And nice. Yeah. But and then we sat there, like I said, I cooked and we just enjoyed the crackling of a campfire.
Did you have a cigar while you're up there or not?
I brought
this. No, that's right. You brought this around the camp. Okay.
Did I? No, I didn't bring these. I forget. Oh, I brought a CAO Flathead.
Oh, those are good. I had one of those recently.
It was with me. But nice. I was so chill, I didn't even... But, and you know what else, too? Greg's not a cigar smoker.
Mm-hmm.
The kid, Benny was around. Not that that would, you know, but...
No, I agree with you.
Beth and Ashley kind of get put off by the scent.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw they were thoroughly enjoying each other's presence. And
No, I don't blame
selfish.
You.
I
have yet to do a camping trip and actually go out and enjoy a cigar. We had our little adventure up on the mountain where we went to CigarBQ. That was our biggest little... You know, outing that we had that was probably even close to, you know, camping per se. But I want to when the kids are older, and I'm thinking that Luke is really going to like it. Samuel's still young yet. I don't know how much he's really going to be interested in.
I think Benny might, but he's so young. You don't know. Have you had a fire yet?
We've done a couple fires here at the house already. We like to do marshmallows, and the kids are all about the s'mores. And I have a ton of wood.
Greg showed me a hack on s'mores. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
So, you know, the keyboard cookie that... it's graham cracker with the chocolate like drizzle. We did that instead of the
nice.
I told him that's the only way I'll do a s'mores now.
Nice. I have to try that.
That was awesome.
Our hack is instead of using the Hershey bar, we'll use the kid size candy, whether it's Milky Way or a Twix bar or a Snickers, and you put that in instead of the Hershey, and it gives it a unique sort of flavor to it because that marshmallow. I'll tell you what, it is a science to get that marshmallow right, and I'm trying to teach Luke that, but. Like,
I was trying to. David did enjoy that. It's like a twist.
Well, you
got to dance with the fire.
Dancing with the devil. You can't put that marshmallow. Samuel's hilarious because he just throws it right in
that's
the ashes.
Awesome.
And I'm like, buddy. But,
you know what I always think with David and Benny, like when they're doing it, because David loves the swing. Remember Dennis the Menace?
Yep.
When he hits Mr. Wilson right in the bullseye? But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's he blackens them and they turn to fire and then he gets freaked out because they're on fire. I'm like, listen, if you back up a little bit and you let it toast, just like you toast a cigar, you have to let the heat come to you and you'll get a much more browned like marshmallow that's going to be good. The worst thing in the world is when you cook a marshmallow and it's still hard on the inside. Like
you've never had
I've had that happen before. Well, it's because
now, how
you cook
do you like your marshmallow?
I like it as like golden brown as it possibly can be. I don't like any black at all.
I am the exact.
So you like it blackened.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I love it. I like it
that,
charred.
That char. Oh, see, it's like crunchy and shit. And I'm going to pass on that.
So what do you think?
I'll tell you, this is much better than the last time I had it. And this is a sneaking suspicion of mine is that part of the deal with CigarBit is that the handling of the cigars, because I think that the way that they're so cheap is that they're overstock and overrun and they're trying to get rid and liquidate their products quickly. is that maybe they've been sitting there a while, and maybe the ones that you get may not be the highest quality or the highest construction. I don't know. Because this
it's
is good.
A valid hypothesis. I don't know. You don't know, but I enjoy it.
It's good.
I mean,
this is really, really good.
At face value, it's not bad, right?
And that's, like I said, the last time I had these, I remember I was really off-put. And now, granted, I mean, I had been smoking cigars for, boy, that was about 5 years ago already. That was at pretty much the five-year mark for me, and I had had a good amount of them. But this is much better than the last one I had. I was looking it up. It's like a Connecticut wrapper. It's got a mixture of Mexican leaf. It's got Nicaraguan leaf. It actually is like a handmade premium complex cigar.
It is handmade.
Flavor on this is hard to say because it's not like sweet.
Yeah, it feels pretty standard. Mm-hmm.
I would say you've got a little bit of like a dark coffee flavor, like that bitter kind of coffee flavor.
I'd buy that.
And it's got that like earthy sort of tone to it
a little bit. It's unique, but a good unique.
It is a good unique. I do like this. But it's interesting because
Chris loved it.
Yeah, you know, okay. I'd say I believe that. Our flavor palettes change a little bit too, because I'm starting to switch my flavor palette a little bit because I'm more on the sweeter cigars now than I used to be.
Does it switch with season or just?
I don't know. See, that's the thing.
Like with beer.
Yeah.
You're
in Oktoberfest mode now, right?
Exactly. But it not just. Almost like the German beers, like mm-hmm. the Abbeys, the yep. Triples, the...
The Box, the Stouts. The...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it might be because the weather's getting colder, and I was out last night smoking a cigar, and it was like 40 degrees out.
Oh, nice. Oh, the Box Truck wouldn't start this morning.
I believe that.
I was sleeping,
God.
They were calling me, I'm like,
that's terrible.
Man.
Did you plug it in?
No, it's across the street.
Oh, that's right. Dustin has a diesel truck, and you plug it in to get that heater going, and now you're gonna have to. Yeah. Now, do you plug that in out the front? Do you run the electrical cord down the other way?
Remember,
do you
park it in the back? It's on the back, but okay. my neighbor has 22 vehicles,
mm-hmm.
so I have to sneak in there when 21 of the 22 aren't there.
That's true. I forgot about
so
that.
So we might bring it to the garage.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, I was going to say that's
probably
for the best.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and we were saying, because we're chilling and we're relaxing or whatever, that you haven't had like any peace. Today I took off work. I had exactly 1 hour. I took a shower and that was my peace today before my wife took the kids out for a nap ride. And then they came back and we were back at it again. I'm draining my pool as we speak. And
Yeah, I have a lot. I want to get the grill set up for... Because the grills, I like to do a little different for the...
I feel like you smoke more meat in the fall than you do in the summer, which is crazy, because I would think you'd do more in the summer.
I like to be outside, because I think it has to do with my stature,
mm-hmm.
because in the summer, I'm out there and I'm drenched.
I'm the same
not
way.
Even enjoying it, you know? Like, it's like almost laboring through smoking meat. But now, like, you can be out there, you can... If I want to have a beer or two or whatever, you know, if I want to just hang, if I want to be a chilling moose,
mm-hmm.
I can just do that and not have to worry about that humidity. Flip side of that, though, it doesn't help the meat all that much because now the temperatures fluctuate.
Do you remember for Friendsgiving, we tried to smoke, it had to have been I wanted to say 25 pound
turkey.
It
came out decent.
It did, but it took like...
Well, I think
8 hours.
Well, we had the salmon on under it.
We had the salmon on, and we had it out in the wind. Oh my God, it was so rough, dude. It was bad that Thanksgiving. That was like 2 or 3 years ago, right?
Yeah. And is that returning this year?
I think it may. It depends on how things are going. I mean, so far so good. I would say probably yes. Cool. But at the same time, I mean, we don't know. We're still trying to get to Halloween is the next one coming up. Now, do your kids already have their plans on what they want to be for Halloween?
Benny, we're sending as an Energizer Bunny.
Nice. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's
and then
great.
David, the exact opposite. All he wants to do is go as a turtle.
Nice.
You know, it's like, dude, if that's what you want to be,
let's do it. That's hilarious. We try to do the group costumes, right? My son is obsessed with horror movies.
Yeah.
6 years old, and we talk about all day long is Jigsaw. The Jigsaw Killer, the Buddy the Puppet, or Billy the Puppet, I think it was from the Saw movies, right? Jason, Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, Pennywise. I'm like, dude, you haven't watched any of these movies and you want to be these things for Halloween. Driving me nuts.
So what triggered it?
He sees some of these things on YouTube and I'm like, so we watch his YouTube and we try to make sure that he's not watching anything inappropriate. But there's like movie references in a lot of the things that he watches. And he's asking me like, oh, who's that clown? he's real scary. And I'm like, oh, that, because I'm reading the book now. I'm reading it right by Stephen King. And I'm like, oh, that's the clown from the book I'm reading. And I was explaining it to him. Like, there's this monster that lives in the sewer and it kills kids. And he's like, oh, that's real bad. But the clown looks really spooky. I'm like, yeah, he is scary. Like, if he ever saw the movies, it would probably terrify him.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't be as big as a fan.
I can only imagine what they think at school when he's talking about, oh, let's play Jigsaw. And he's on the playground. Like, if a teacher heard him saying that they wanted to play Saw, we'd be called right in the principal's office.
Yeah.
So we're delving with that. But he gets into like these Dracula moods, and we're really big on the Simpsons.
Has he explored that at all?
He is big in the Monsterverse. We're now, which one? Because we're big on Godzilla, King Kong.
I know that, but like, do you think he'd be interested in like Frankenstein and Mummy?
We've been in that kick, yeah. Zombies and Frankenstein, the Mummy, werewolves. But he's even like into the modern stuff with like Slender Man.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Like, yeah. I was like, how in the hell do you know what all this stuff is? And it's that YouTube. And I'm like, we try to restrict as much as we can when he watches it.
David had an interaction. Remember they had that face
that they said. Yeah, the spooky ones. Oh, yeah. We've gotten each other a couple times. We've gotten our friends a couple of times.
We have. I can't send links anymore because I'll send them and be like, you'll immediately say, oh, nobody should touch that unless they want. Spam.
Yeah, you send
viruses.
A link that has a .xyz whatever thing on it, and I'm like, I'm not touching that with a 40-foot pole.
Do you know what .xyz is?
I do.
Okay. That's all. We are not going to corrupt this podcast with your Confederate propaganda.
Whatever. All I can say is that sometimes those links, they make me a little nervous. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be like... I don't even know if I want to say it on the podcast, some of the things that we've seen over the years.
No, we'd be delisted.
You know, there should be a cigar that's called Two Girls, One Cup. That's all I got to say.
There should be. I wonder if that would be an earthy flavor.
Man, that would be awful to say the
least. So another thing that like with fall and chilling is football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what hinders me from coming up to our friend's house on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
That 1 o'clock time for the last 3 years, our entire house shuts down.
Yeah, you tell me about your weekends all the time about how it's you and the family.
Me and mostly Beth. Like, David doesn't have interest in football just yet. We're actually thinking about bringing him to a game. I think
An NFL?
Either one. Yeah. I think he'd have a great time at a Penn State game.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
But everything shuts down. Our whole entire life just stops. She might crock pot something, or we might order fat foods or whatever. Right. But 1 o'clock on Sunday, the phones are gone. We just sit there, watch the Red Zone .xyz. And it's remarkable. And I feel like it fully charges my battery. And it's Wednesday now. And Sunday, this past Sunday, we didn't have that. And I'm dragging.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get my...
This is a rough week. I feel the same way. That's why I took the day off.
And it's, a good week. Mm-hmm. Great week. No complaints, but you can... Like, I can genuinely feel the difference from when her and I have that Sunday. But on every level. Like, physically, I'm exhausted. Mentally, I'm scatterbrained. But even, like, in her and our connection... You know, like, we didn't have that day.
You need peace time, 100%. As a family, as a person, you need peace time.
But you don't realize it
you
now.
You don't realize it
until you realize.
Until you get it and until you don't have it, 100%. Because I've been working nonstop, hours.
She seems a little bit on edge, too. Like, I mean, her and I haven't even talked about it, but, like, wow.
Yeah.
David's very much on edge. Because
school's stressful. And
like, yesterday we went to the Bloomsburg Fair, and it was an amazing day. Amazing day. But... He's so used to his system, like go to school, do his homework, get his YouTube, and like we came home, and he was so upset because we got home at 10. His bedtime's at 8:30.
Exhausted.
I'm
and
like,
he's
dude,
ready to,
he was cranky. Mm-hmm. He didn't eat right. Like his whole routine was so amok. Benny the same way. I mean, he was up at 4.
Yeah.
Like everything is so thrown off, and I feel like that one day where you can just decompress. And not focus on the week ahead and not be that hustle and, you know, oh, my goodness.
We do it the same way. We take a break, take a breather. But our break and breather isn't usually – it's funny because we're not house people. Like, we're really involved with trying to get out as much as we can. So whether it's a park or whether it's, and that's why I usually do go up for footy ball Sunday with our buddies or whatever, because we don't, it's strange. Like our relaxation time isn't tethered to our household. And it's not saying that that's bad, because that's your peace area.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine. It's just, I don't know. And it could be that that might be problematic in the future with stress, because I know when we go out and we go to like Roba's and we go and have fun or whatever, by the time we come home, we're exhausted, right? We had a long day and we've been doing kind of all these sort of things. And I don't know. It's strange, because
I think there's pros and cons, because I mean, the one overwhelming pro is you're making a ton of memories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's thrilled. What I was drilling into David yesterday. I'm like, listen, I've never been to the fair.
Right.
The fact that I first time went with you, and we got to experience, like, we saw a World War II tank.
Yeah, well, there, like, you go. That's
how
yeah.
cool is that?
I saw that. The highlights from the Bloomsburg Fair. That's cool.
And there's just so many like cool things. Like, there was a video on Facebook the first time he's ever went down the big slide.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can hear him say, "It's too fast. It's mm-hmm. too like genuinely like freaked out by it." Just to see him go down it five more times after.
Yeah,
like,
because he got over it.
Wow, like, it was so much fun. And you know, like, oh, I didn't get my YouTube. No, but you. Made so
right,
many
you
good...
made memories, and you're going to remember them, and it's going to be important the next time you go, because he's going to remember it from the last time. That's how we put the pool down today, or today is mm-hmm. our closing day, and we went in it one last time, which was awful.
Yeah,
it's
how
like
warm was the water?
Oh, it's like 40 degrees, and it was brutally cold. And they're like crying, like, oh, you know, I'm so sad. I think they were crying mostly because it was cold, but they're upset. Like, my little Samuel loves the pool every day. In the rain, can we go in the pool? And in the cold, can we go in the pool?
Yeah.
And we're telling him, like, hey, it's going down today. Like, he's going to remember that, and we're going to do it next year, and it's going to be a big deal. But fall and winter, that's probably the least favorite thing about it, is you lose some of the fun of the summer, but you gain so much more. Like, unpopular opinion, I like fall 100% better than any other holiday or any other season.
I'm a little bit sad this week because September is my all-time favorite month.
Interesting.
And I feel like it wasn't even like a normal September.
Yeah.
Like, it just started to get crispy air.
Hmm.
Yeah, do you agree? That's true. Like, it was like
it was definitely much warmer. Yeah, this year than any other year.
And so I'm hoping we get some nice ones in October.
I would say October is probably my favorite month, just because it's a little bit more consistently cold.
Right.
But at the same time, that Indian summer has been hitting us hard
every year.
And again, I think it might be because we're getting older, but I don't remember it ever being to the point where the humidity was stifling. And I hate saying it that way, because it's like, I feel like an old fart, but like,
yeah, that global warming is real.
We go out there and you're like, man, I don't even want to do anything. And the kids don't want to do anything. And it's miserable out. And I don't know. I would much rather be in a hoodie by the fire. That's one thing we haven't done yet. We haven't had a fire after the kids have gone to bed. Because after the kids go to bed, me and my wife, we relax, we go out and we read on the back porch. But we haven't done it by the fire yet. And that's something we like to do in the fall.
Yeah.
So I think that's coming up soon.
I feel like with the Indian summer, because
mm-hmm.
winter holds no fucks.
Yeah, winter's rough.
So I feel like it's all condensed into like 6 weeks. I feel like when we were kids, it was... You got the full season.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got like 2 weeks in September. Maybe if you're lucky, some of October. I mean, when we took David home from the hospital, October 29th, we had 3 inches of snow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember that year.
We're at that point now where they could call for snow.
Right.
Well, that was that November? Like the second week of November when we got a foot and a half?
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And Beth had to walk home so she didn't miss SVU?
That real early, oh my God.
I remember Christina was texting her, I'll text you updates.
She was going to stop at my parents' house because her car was stuck up at the YMCA.
Yep.
And my parents are like the midway point of a 5 mile, actually probably closer to a 10 mile walk home for her.
She made good time.
She did, but that's awful in the snow. I mean, forget that noise.
But that was mid-November?
Mm-hmm. And I know I hate this part. I love the weather, but the second October hits, there's no stopping. You have Halloween, and then you've got you've got Veterans Day and Columbus Day and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and like everything gets compressed into this really short time.
But I feel like this one's gonna be busy too, because we're going away for anniversary,
mm-hmm.
but we're going away because there's a wedding in the area we're going away. Kyle and Rachel's wedding.
Yes,
the next day. And then,
God.
But that's that. And then the following week is David's birthday. We have that campfire.
Mm-hmm.
The week after that's Halloween.
Yeah.
So what, you know, I get 2 weeks?
Yep. So basically, this is your time to chill and relax and to have some peace.
This is going to be Saturday we have I have Dave has a birthday party and she has a wedding or baby shower.
Oh, okay. Dear God. Well, I think this is a good point for us to take a break. What are you thinking so far with the smoke?
I it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's mild. It is mild. I would recommend it to anybody, both novice and advanced. I'm enjoying it.
I would say, I mean, like I
did
said,
did we both do straight cuts?
We both did a straight cut. We both did a torch.
I did a V cut on Sunday.
Oh, did you?
With
your really good one. So when we come back from the break, we're going to have to talk a little bit about CigarBQ and all the cool things that we did up there.
We also have to talk about somebody's fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about football. Well, it's fall. We have to talk about football, right?
It is the season.
But I would say that I'm definitely more impressed now with it than I was before. It does not have the complexity that other cigars have.
Correct.
But it's still flavorful, if I can make that.
I feel like the description made it more complex than it was.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like 100%.
A very simple, straightforward, here's a good stick.
Yeah, it tastes like how a cigar should taste.
Exactly.
It doesn't have any, like, bells and whistles on it. Like, there are some cigars that are out there that are like, oh, you're going to taste these flavors of cocoa and bullshit. And, like, this tastes like tobacco, like what tobacco's supposed to taste like.
Absolutely.
So I'm happy with this.
Cool.
So when we come back, we'll have some more chillin' conversation. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Mike from Ash Hats Podcast.
And I'm Dustin from Ash Hats Podcast.
I love it. You love to bust
I don't know what
my
it is,
chops.
But there is so much enjoyment out of coming out from break. It's almost like like when Mr. Rogers comes back from the land of make-believe.
You call it the porn
welcome
voice.
Welcome back, children.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I have a teacher's voice. And
it
I
is
have
a
to,
porn voice.
I have to project. You know, it's part of the job and part of the whatever. Anyways, we're chilling here in the studio with a couple of Chillin' Moose cigars that pleasantly surprised. Yeah. I must admit that these were not going to be my first choice. And when you told me about it,
I think I asked you on break, but did I ruin your day when I said we should smoke these?
No, I was a little surprised and I was a little nervous. So definitely not ruined. I'm glad I got to try it again because they come up and they're economical. You know, they are not expensive.
I would keep these in my humidor.
Yeah, I would too. These are definitely a good cigar for someone who is a newbie who wants to have a flavorful, you know, cigar experience that isn't too weird and complex and doesn't have like, it just tastes like tobacco.
It reminds me of the Green Label Nat Sherman.
Ooh, a little bit. Yeah.
You know, now I'm just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put my finger on it when we were smoking, but
And again, part of my problem is that I've been smoking a lot of cigars. Like, I had the Alec Bradley Magic Toast, and I had Alec Bradley Black Market, and I was smoking the Protocol by Cyber Crime Units. And it's like the flavors are just so wild with some of these cigars, and they're good. They're great. And then it's like you get a cigar, and it's tobacco flavored, and you're like, okay, well, this is a cigar. But there's nothing wrong with that. I think
it's
good.
From the beginning to now, the aftertaste is starting to present itself a little bit more prominent.
Definitely does. It has a little bit of, and again, it's not bitter and it's not like overly powerful or anything, but it definitely has that remaining. Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to think. There is another variety of the Chillin' Moose that I have to try. I think there's this like the dark label and there's a lighter label that I want to try. But I may start putting that back into my searches for CigarBid because I've been searching for, like I said before, I try to find something new every time. And this is one I've had before, but I'm glad to come back to it. And I think anybody who smokes cigars, like the worst thing you could do is try one and be off put by the brand
completely.
Especially
handmade.
Oh, 100%. Because one cigar could just be, you know, a bad stick. I mean, it could be plugged. It could be crummy tobacco. It could have been sitting out fermenting for too long. With most of them, if you're not smoking five of them to get the full flavor profile, right, then you're missing out on a lot of it, I think.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that you picked one that surprised me. I'll put it that
please,
way.
Please, Michael.
I guess. So anyways, like I mentioned with that Protocol cigar, that was one of them that we picked up at CigarBQ, which was this really cool event that we talked about and hyped it up last time.
Met a lot of people. A lot of people knew of us.
Yeah, it was very interesting because some of the people who even worked there had mentioned, oh yeah, I'm friends with them on Facebook and we'd like to have them come up and potentially do their podcast live. So I think that's going to be one of our adventures next year.
And I think we also got invited to... Best Cigar Pub.
Yes, that's correct.
To do a podcast on site there one time.
Yes, I think
from a cornhole league.
Yes, we're interested in potentially getting down there. The only problem is they're far. Like it drum well, drums isn't too far.
We drove by yesterday,
and it's beautiful in there. I've been in there once, and it's a very what's the word? It's not eclectic. It's not even extra fancy. It's just a nice lounge to be in. And I just saw you like put a yawn away. That's hilarious.
I did put a yawn away.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't want you.
You look like one of my students when they're falling asleep as I'm droning
put my hand on. Over my mouth. That's what I should have hit it with the cigar. Oh,
you're ridiculous. But I do want to do that cornhole tournament just because we have a couple friends who are cigar smokers who play cornhole. And if we can get a live show in there, I think it would be nice. And they have really good food there, too. So I'd like to do a food review while we're down there.
Yes.
A food cigar pairing would be good. I know you had a lot of whiskey and beer when you were up there. Trogues was present at CigarBQ when you had...
The whiskey was really good.
Do you remember the name of the place? I don't remember.
I have like six bottles.
I don't remember.
Because they ended up... donating Trogues to my liver. And
oh yeah, all the Trogues are free.
Yeah, so towards the end, like what did we have? Three sticks.
Three sticks each. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wasn't like I wouldn't say I was drunk by any stretch of it. But I was feeling good.
Oh yeah.
And I think it was more so from the cigars than the alcohol. And it put me in a real chill mood. I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna go buy some whiskey. And I did. And I'm happy I did. And I went through two of the bottles already and man. I've never looked at the label once since we got home, but it's good.
I'm going to have to look it up. It's some creek or something like that. But they had a little tiny corner
Williamsport
tent.
Or Allentown?
Yeah, something like that. And there were a lot of people there. And,
about 400, right?
Yeah, give or take. They had campsites. Well, I wouldn't say campsites. They had campfires set up with little tents because it was hot. Actually, it was nice and warm that day.
It
nice
was.
And sunny.
Especially for a September day. Oh,
yeah.
Back to that.
Yeah. and then they had a lot of food vendors. So they had, I think there were a couple places from downtown Scranton that are just fresh and opening
those
up.
Mac and cheese sliders.
Yeah. They
the
were.
Bacon.
Oh, and the peanut butter. Remember that? The peanut butter bacon?
Yeah, that blew my mind.
Oh, it was crazy. But they were a brand new, I think it's called Sharon's, that's opening up in downtown Scranton. They're phenomenal food that they had. But it was mostly smoked meats, and there was barbecue, and it was live music. It was a good time. We did axe throwing, and that was the first time I did axe throwing.
Yeah, and believe it or not, you showed some athleticism. I was blown away by how well you were firing the axe.
I'll tell you what, it took a while. Like, we had a couple rounds.
I went up there a little arrogant because the last time I went, like, there's videos of me just cranking out bullseyes. Right? There is. Like, I'm not even flaunting, but I was not on my game.
Well, and it took a while for me to get the hang of it, but once you do it, it was really, really fun.
That was a chill time.
It really was.
That was relaxing.
It was cool to go up there and see people. There were some people that we knew, but to see people who were just there for cigars. Like you see people in the lounge and you know them and you kind of talk to them or whatever, and they're there for cigar smoke. But I feel like the crowd for cigars is kind of small. Like you don't see a lot of people who are cigar smokers.
Do you think COVID had anything to do with that?
Well, I think COVID increased the amount of people who are cigar smokers, but I think COVID had an effect on the number of people who are potentially out smoking cigars out at the lounges and
that was my
bars.
First time since COVID I went to an event of any.
Well, now wait a minute. Remember we went to the Big House when Tilbury came in and we had cigars then?
No, but that doesn't count. And I'll tell you what, but like, because remember we used to go to Steamtown for the cigar parties?
Yes.
That was my first per se party, like
event.
Yeah, like I've been to the Big House. I've been at, I think I was at Steamtown once since, but like usually Steamtown would throw these lavish parties.
Yeah, they actually throw like a cigar event.
Yeah,
you're right. That's
like
the first one I've been to.
Crammed
since.
Into smaller than this garage, and
very true.
Yeah, and that was like that was my first per se event.
Yeah, I can't even remember. I don't even think that there was an event when we went down to the cigar bar. Usually I have a local
one.
Did
they do their ugly Christmas sweater?
I don't think so. I don't know. And we're going to have to check and see if they're going to do it this year, because that's an event that we like to go to. The Big House has this awesome Christmas sweater party. You pack the place up, and
we should get ash hats once.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to get ash hats.
Yeah, tomorrow, hopefully none of the monkeys hear this, but I'm getting Junkin Monkeys ugly Christmas sweaters.
That's awesome.
So I'll ask about them doing ash hats ones too.
That would be fantastic. I would definitely rep one. That would be
awesome. So cool.
I like doing events. I like going for these sort of things, but there aren't a lot of them that happen consistently. The best cigar pub, the one that we were just talking about with our cornhole tournament that we might go live, they tend to do a lot of these events. They do motorcycle rides. They do cornholes. They are built for it. They have the space. There's a big facility. But I would say that event that we went to up in the mountain was awesome. It was definitely something I would recommend. Anybody who's even a novice smoker would go in, because you can buy. So we were able to buy cigars, and we got some really good deals on things.
Really good deals.
Yeah.
And we got to split some boxes on things we haven't tried before.
And that was
cool. They had some cool giveaways too. Like the lighter I used, the Alec Bradley 2-Torch, that was in the freebie bag.
I liked that the most about it was that when you're buying a box online, you're buying a box. Like sometimes they'll throw in a freebie if you spend enough, but everything that was up there was you're buying a box, you get to walk away with something. Whether it's an ashtray, a cigar holder, lighters, there was a wallet from Undercrown. It was really eyeballing. I decided not to get it. A hair. I have a wallet. You know, I try not to spend when I don't need to, but I really wanted those Protocol cigars, and their freebie was extra sticks. So I was happy about that, because they gave us extra smokes.
So good.
They were really good, and they're in the same building as Espinosa's, where their cigars are made.
Yeah.
And I really like Espinosa. So that was something that I liked. And then they do the giveaways at the end where they had the raffle.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
Heartbreaking.
Right? How about...
So the one character up there...
Yeah, I was just going to go with this story.
They called the one number, and it was only supposed to be one giveaway.
Yep.
And his number was like 2 off.
Yep.
And then that person wasn't there, so they called another one. He was like 1 off.
Yep.
And then another one, he was like 3 off. And there was all in that same decade of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so mad, so he threw his ticket in the fire. And then, oh, Protocol is generous enough to do 3 more giveaways. Yep. And he's trying to get out of the fire. He's like, no!
The look on his face was just utter disappointment.
What was the closest? We got 1 or 2.
Yeah, we were 1 or 2 away from... Oh, and there was a beautiful big humidor that had a bunch of freebies in it that was from... I think that one was from Drew Estate, maybe?
Definitely.
And that Yeti cooler, man, that was beautiful. I wish we could have won that. You tried to buy that off
we walked by, braggadocious, saying, oh, I just won one last week. I'm like, oh, well, give me $200. And then, boom, you're up.
Yeah, right?
Yep. Oh, I saw it on eBay and paid $200 in shipping.
Exactly, right? Have ridiculous. Fun. There were a lot of women there. I was actually surprised.
Yeah.
Usually when you go to the cigar bar, it's, you know, a lot of guys, and that's, you know,
I would say of all the women, about half of them were actually smoking too.
Yes.
They weren't just
supporting
the spouse.
Right.
They were actually enjoying the cigars, which was awesome to see.
Yeah. I didn't think that there was that much of a cigar smoking feminine crowd, but I do know from my Facebook groups or whatever that there's a good amount of them. And again, it's a hobby and a habit that is a fantastic thing to get into. I think it's definitely worth the time. I would say next year we will definitely, I will probably get the swag bag again. I use that swag bag every day. I love
do
that
you
bag.
Really?
Yeah. We got a lighter, a cutter.
Now,
a bag.
Are you going to do your own, or are we going to split again?
No, I might do my own, because that was fun. That
you
was
used the cutter from it.
Yep, I have
you
the cutter there.
You used the cutter, and I used the lighter.
Yep, and it's funny.
Next time I may use that, because unless we do something that needs a different cup.
I like that cutter, but I think the main reason I like it is because it's sharp. I feel like my cutters, after a little bit of time, they get dull.
Here's why I didn't want that cutter.
Well,
I'll tell you why. We went to the Big House party many, many moons ago, in which they gave that away for free.
Mm-hmm.
That very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was buns.
Yep.
It was so bad. I hate it.
I had
it
one like that was from Drew Estate.
I wonder if that was the same one.
It might have been, because so we were at that event and I had one and it sucked. It was really bad.
So I'm like, you know what? If you want this cutter, you know what? By all means.
And I have. And it's funny. The more you smoke, the more the gear you get. And I have tons of cutters. And I'm getting tons of lighters. I have this goofy lighter that I was going to show you that is a double torch. So you want to throw that over to me?
Yeah.
Let me if you can mic. Reach it.
I showed stubby arms.
Right? So there we go. This lighter is...
You heard our struggle live.
There we go. It has a double flame. There we go. It goes from a soft Whoa. Flame to a butane torch flame with the touch of the trigger, because it looks like a gun.
Where'd you get that?
I bought this. I saw it on Facebook as a cheapo, like, oh, I'll pay $20 for this thing. And I'm like, that thing's not worth $20, right? So I go on Amazon and I see the same thing for $6. That's I'm like, awesome. Oh, those Facebook people trying to scam you out of money. So I bought it and I'm like, oh, for $6, like, to have a lighter.
Free shipping.
The last time you were here, I showed you that lighter that exploded in my car.
Yeah.
So I needed a new lighter for, like, and now I can't leave this in the car because it's going to blow up again.
Yeah.
But I needed one to have for when I'm on the road. And this is my road lighter now, but I wanted to bring it out to show you. It's, I can't, it's some Chinese nonsense or whatever, but it looks like a gun, which is fun now, and cool.
Yeah. It was overall, that was a good event.
Yeah. When, I was very happy with it.
In September and in your chill months, do you find yourself slacking on anything?
Well, I would say that lately, no, just because I've been so busy. In the past, I have been very much so. Because
I can make one notable observation of something you've been slacking in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was your transition?
That
oh
was
my
the
God.
Transition.
That's ridiculous.
You are 0-3.
Oh.
You are in last place.
And I am the most braggadocious, to use your word, of the fantasy champions in our league. Because I will let everybody and every single person know that I've won that league the first time. And twice. And I'm not
the most.
So you're
the first overall champion?
I'm the first overall champion.
And who was not in the league?
And you weren't in the league at that time.
Continue.
That's right. That's right.
Now, just,
now, granted, that had nothing to do with it, but that's besides the point.
Nah.
I've missed the playoffs like 3 years in a row.
I don't think I'm making the playoffs this year.
I don't know, man. You didn't draft Mahomes for the first year.
No, that's why.
In 3 years that he's been in the league,
yeah,
right?
I know. So. No, his breakout year. Kyle auto drafted.
Did he? Oh, that's
because
oh,
he was
he
on
did.
The
that's
bench.
Right. That's right. He, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. This is your first year, and you were nervous about drafting Mahomes for some odd reason. I don't know why.
No, because I had pick six.
Oh, that's
and
right.
I felt like that was too
early
in
interesting.
A draft to take a quarterback.
When did he go? He went in the first
nine
round.
To Eric.
Yeah, he went in the first round.
He did.
And now Eric is
but,
breezing by.
Overall, I'm happy with my team.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I was the overall total points, and I'm 1-2. But my total loss, I lost to your wife
yep.
by 6 points.
Yep.
And last week, I lost by 3 points. And that was because I put DJ Moore on the bench, like an absolute buffoon. I hate letting you into my mind a little bit. I hate Thursday night games.
For fantasy purposes, I do. Yeah, mm-hmm. I absolutely hate them. I always forget, and this is our secret. This is our secret fantasy. I always forget to put my waiver transactions in. So
you
Tuesday
definitely
night,
did last night,
I do. I know. I didn't
because
do
you're, there's no way you're playing that deep. You're. have you looked at who your defense is this
yeah,
week?
Yeah.
Have you looked at who they're playing?
I have the Bears. And
yeah.
I had, but I. So I'm a streamer. I like to stream my kickers, and I like to stream my defense.
You're the reason why I put $12 on a defense last night.
Well, that's good because I usually only put $1.
No, but... I know. I well, I'm playing a fellow defensive streamer.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that I almost picked them both up
yeah.
to make sure that you or him didn't get it. I am thoroughly enjoying your demise.
Well, and again, this happens every year. I always forget Tuesday night to put my waivers in. And then Wednesday morning when I'm up early, I'm like, oh, shit. So I go and I look on the phone. I see what things are still left.
You see
like
what
the
time
pickings.
I was making transactions?
Yeah, like 6 o'clock and the 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, Wednesdays are usually my earliest day.
Yeah, go figure.
Well, no, it's by design, but I keep it throughout the year just so I'm nice and spry and. I went back to bed.
Oh.
Like I was up. And
yeah, because you got your now. Who did you pick up?
Oh, who did I pick up? I picked up Tennessee's defense.
All right.
I was gonna go after Cincinnati's, but
I
want nothing
playing.
To do with your team. one's playing the Jags. One's playing the Jets.
Oh, okay. Well, whoever's playing the Jets, that's the team to pick
I
up.
I think I picked up Tennessee.
And that's an easy pick. Now, granted, I had
that's why I spent 12 because I was I keep in mind too. I'm also I will keep the Cardinals defense,
uh-huh.
but they're playing the Rams, which is the number one offense.
Right.
So I want nothing to do with that game.
And again, that's I have a hard time with matchups this year because that's one of the strategies that I usually choose is I look at the matchup. I played Las Vegas's defense against Miami because Miami had the 31st worst offense in the league as of that week. And it friggin' blew. It destroyed me.
Well, it's tough to play matchups this year.
It's terrible this early. Right. But usually you have an idea, like the Steelers have not been doing what they projected what they should be doing.
Correct.
And again, it's a surprise. It really is.
I think a lot of that's the name brand.
I think it is too.
Both on the player side and on the staff side.
Well, there's a certain expectation that the Steelers are good.
They're well coached.
They are well coached. And it scares me, but I'm feeling good, you know, being a Bengals fan.
If you look at their team on both sides of the ball, I think they can get streaky. Mm-hmm. I think they can rattle off 5-6 wins if they get hot.
Well, hell, they were 10-0, right? 12-0 last year before they lost again.
And then they lost to the Redskins.
Right.
Or I'm sorry, the Washington football team.
Yeah, the Washington football teams who might be the Hogs or they might be the what was that one? It was real crazy. In Scranton, we have two football teams. We have West Scranton's Invaders and we have Scranton High's Knights. It's interesting because the colors on Washington's football team are red and gold, which are Scranton High's colors. But the image they were thinking of going with is the symbol of the invader.
But it's not. Did you? I didn't put it in the group text. I never realized how easygoing the invader looks.
It does.
His facial expression.
Yes.
Is like. Yeah, I'm off for the night. Yep. You know, my shift has ended. Type of face, and the one that they're using, yeah. I think it's like the crazy militant or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that. I didn't remember the name of
but,
it.
But
weird.
Yeah, he's very aggressive.
Well, and that's a little.
But the
bit,
helmet is identical.
The helmet's identical. It's a very interesting bit of side note that West Granton's Invaders. There is only one school in the entire U.S. that uses the Invader, and it's
only
West
one team.
There's only one team. And
not
West
even
Granton.
Like a AA or AAA
yep.
affiliate.
It's the only one, which is crazy because there's Tigers and Lions and Bears and all kinds of crazy things, right? But that's their claim to fame. And when that picture came through, we were like, oh shit! Like if they pick that up, I bet they go with the Hogs. I really do. That would be my guess.
That seems to be the fan favorite.
Which
you
I
see
still think
another
is
another vote is to keep WFT.
Yeah, I actually think that might not be a bad idea. Unpopular opinion again. I don't know.
You're filled with them.
It's kind of I'm 100% filled. depends on who you ask, right? But like. I don't know. It seems to be working for them. You just have the W and you're...
I think Ron Rivera has turned that place around. Mm-hmm. He is such a good human being and a good coach.
He was in Carolina before,
yeah.
right? Before
he,
Washington?
He was the one that brought them to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a very big defense guy. Like, he really is
I'd
phenomenal.
Like to see him get a...
I would. I'd be happy with
I
him.
Was, you know, the Niners lost to the Chiefs mm-hmm. in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I was obviously... I tuned up for that one.
Right.
Of course. And but on the flip side, I was so happy for Andy Reid. I mean, especially like you hear all the stuff that happened in his family life, and mm-hmm. you know
he was in the hospital. Did you see that?
Dehydration.
Something happened. Yeah,
dehydration. It was.
Thank
Thank
God they're worried about him.
Yeah, he's
63 or something like that. It's crazy.
That's young.
Well, yes,
for
but still
an NFL coach. I mean, Pete Carroll's what 74.
Yeah, that's true.
Belichick's up there too.
Yeah, and that's another one I got to worry about. Now, are you okay with Shanahan? Are you happy with
yeah.
what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy with the front office. I'm happy with their no nonsense, like Trey Sermon or But him and Brandon Ayuk, they kind of slacked in the offseason
mm-hmm.
and they barely had a part of the offense.
Right.
You know, so now it's going into week four. They're starting to show their abilities, but. If you're gonna slack off, we're here to win championships.
What happens when you leave 37 seconds on the clock? I mean,
you say it like I left 37 seconds.
Right?
I knew what was gonna happen.
Right.
What they should have done. It's twofold because it's football.
Right, that's true.
And anything can happen. I feel like the Packers kind of took the pedal off the gas a little.
Yep.
The foot off the gas. All right, go ahead, score. We got Aaron Rodgers over here.
Right.
And we also have.
But you
Mason
don't know who you're
going to
get with Aaron
Rodgers,
right? Well, yeah, I know I dropped Mason Crosby, too, because he was doing buns all for 3 weeks. But you never know what you're going to get with Aaron Rodgers, because when he started off, you were like, man, he doesn't want to win a single game. And then all of a sudden, he trots his way down the field.
I think the Saints are sneaky good, though.
The Saints are sneaky good. Yeah, they
are. And I think they're going to be erratic, as per being shown, but, you know.
They have Taysom Hill now throwing the ball, right?
No, Winston.
I thought they benched him. Are you sure?
That was okay. one drive, I think. And, okay. But no,
See, I thought that was
Jameis is playing great too. He had a crazy touchdown that was warranted of a benching.
I see. I didn't see that.
He was
warranted of a benching.
And you saw like Peyton, like Sean Payton, he was not happy, and like he called him right over, and like Jameis already had tail tucked, but like he was like falling back, about to get sacked, and lobbed it in the back of the end zone.
Well, hell, you throw 50 passes in a game, and you're wondering if they're going to be intercepted.
Well, yeah, coming from you, how many Joe Burrow's averaging like 63 a game?
First of all.
And Mixon is a quality running back.
He is, but his QB rating is at least 90.3, if I'm not mistaken. Joe Burrow is doing phenomenal.
He's very well, especially coming off that injury.
I'm terrified because I have no idea who their backup is. Like, he's electric, and he's the future of the team, and everybody knew he was going to be, but what happens when, you know, he jams his hand.
Are you shocked with how poor the rookie quarterbacks are playing?
I am a bit surprised. Well, especially look for at how Fields.
Highly touted they all were.
Yeah.
Trey Lance, you can't count because he's not.
Did you see that meme? No. Trey Lance not even like holding the knife. It was like seven guys and they were all the rookie quarterbacks or whatever. And he's not even like holding the knife, cutting
That's
the cake.
Funny.
But Trevor Lawrence, like that was kind of a.
Just dropped him.
Yeah. That was kind of a bust.
I can't believe how. And I don't think it's Jacksonville.
I don't think it is either. Football's football. It's a combination of things. We were just having the conversation about Ben in Pittsburgh. You can't put all the blame on him because of the fact that it's a team sport. I mean, yeah, he is having a hard time getting the ball where it needs to go.
They had Alex Smith on Monday Night Football. I don't know if you heard this, but they said that they put him in for it to start the last eight games of his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, those eight games ruined me up until the Super Bowl year.
Yep.
The year Kaepernick was on the team, because it derailed my mindset.
Yeah, your mentality. Yeah.
Like, it took so long for me to overcome coming from Utah, being academically.
I forgot about that. He was in Utah.
Yeah, but like, with Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
He was so academically touted, and he's still, you ever hear him talk?
Yeah, he's very intelligent.
Yeah, and he's a great human being, and, you know, like, I mean, after what he came back.
Yeah, he had that massive leg injury.
But that says so much about his character.
Right.
And then he bombed, he won the division.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a great way to end a career.
He's a quarterback I'd like to see finally win a Super Bowl.
Well, you won't, because he's retired.
I know. It's sad. Well, he doesn't do any officiating. He doesn't do any commentary, though. Like,
he's with ESPN.
Is he?
Yeah.
See, now that's.
But I don't think he's like Eli and Peyton.
Right. Well, that was ridiculous watching that. That was ridiculous. That was
romper room material. And then, that was so funny.
You see Brees and they're busting him in his hair. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. Drew Brees does the Notre Dame games.
Yep.
And
because he's NBC. That's right.
But when they played Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give him credit. He wasn't biased to Purdue.
Right.
He wasn't, you know, rooting. Like, he's very professional.
He's objective, yes.
He had another one. I'm just so happy to see his career end up where it was. And, you know, 80,000 yards passing, that's.
Yeah, that's nothing to balk at. I mean, now Tom Brady's going to break that. I mean,
this week.
Yeah,
in Fox,
this week. Yeah, in Fox. That's a great this is gonna be,
that's a can't-miss game.
This is a can't-miss, 100%.
You can't miss it. Nothing.
I don't know how it's going to go. I have a feeling it's going to get to him. I really do.
Early projection on the rating. Does it beat any of the Super Bowls?
Ooh, maybe. That 100% might be.
That's a great question.
That's a great question. I would say probably definitely beat some of the previous Super Bowls we've seen. Yeah.
Tom Brady is ranked the number one most hated athlete in America.
Which is crazy.
Where?
I dislike him, but that's.
What? If you're a Patriots fan, what do you do?
I know. It's a complex. We have a friend who absolutely adores him and is having problems.
Like he's trying
I know. Right? How funny was that? But like, you switch teams to Tampa Bay, and it's just like he's gangbusters. I mean, you can't stop the guy. It's 44 crazy.
44 years old.
I know. It's nuts. And even who he has working with him. I mean, Gronk is doing great. Antonio Brown's doing phenomenal.
I said to David, we were watching a game. I'm like, you have to slow this moment down and watch this, because this is the Babe Ruth of football.
It's true. I agree with
you. Beth kind of gave me a dirty look. I'm like, But it is.
Well, now his legacy will be forever tarnished, in my mind anyways, because of what happened.
Belichick's?
Well, and that's the thing.
And here's the other thing.
It's a team situation.
No, like a corked bat in baseball, you still got to hit the ball.
True.
Like all the steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, you still got to throw a ball.
Yep.
You still have to throw it with that spin rate, with that curve. You still got to perform.
It helps when they're deflated. It really does.
It might, but if you gave me a deflated football, I'm not throwing those touchdowns.
True, very true.
You still have to put in that work.
Very true.
Now, did he personally deflate them? You don't know.
I doubt it.
Does it help?
Right.
You know,
and there's Spygate and there's all the Tuck rule. And, you know, his career will probably go down as one of the most interesting and most notable in the NFL.
Tell me a all-time great who didn't.
True. Very, very true. I would say he is definitely comparable to Joe Montana. I would say that. And because that's who the big...
I'll give you one. Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Oh, remember how? we should have talked about that. The most overrated shortstop of all time. He wasn't even the best shortstop on the team. What was his name? Norica, who played? don't even start. I know you're a big Derek Jeter fan. Look at this.
I am. I'm a Yankees fan. Yeah. I mean, he was the captain.
Yeah. But his stats aren't there, man.
Thinking about it, I don't know if he was ever my favorite on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Paul O'Neill.
Yeah.
And that was till 01.
Mm-hmm.
Love Brett Gardner, even though now he's choice words. Mariano was more so my favorite than Jeter. One thing looking back is I was definitely complacent, and I was definitely unappreciative of his greatness. And I don't think he was overrated. I think he was right where he should have been. I think he was properly rated. I feel as if
would he be as highly rated if he was on a different team?
No,
yes or no?
No statistically, yes.
You think so?
100%. Yeah, his stats line 3,000 hits, 5-6 World Series championships.
But that's with a different team.
That's
what I'm saying. So.
He's definitely a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that.
Anytime
he's a Hall
you get 3,000 hits, you're basically a shoo-in.
Right.
His average, I believe, was in the 280s.
I think he was with a good team, and
but here's
I think
the thing too, it also helps because if he was bat number two, his number three hitter was protecting him at all times, and he had some historically great number three hitters behind him.
Right. So
at
that's
all
kind of
facets
where that
of his career,
underrated sort of comment. Now we kind of flipped that in our group text. We were talking about them, and I may have caught a little bit of ire. I think number one most overrated football player is Tony Romo. Is 100%. I think he's overrated.
I think the running back position overall is overrated.
Well, he's a quarterback.
I know. In terms of quarterbacks, I agree. I think he got a lot of spotlight because of the team he played on.
Exactly.
If he was on the Bengals, no offense.
No,
Browns,
I agree.
No offense.
I agree.
Any of the small market teams, Tennessee, he wouldn't even be.
Yeah, it's America's team.
I mean,
it's
Ryan
huge.
Tannehill is playing balls to the wall.
Heel? Tannehill?
Tannehill? I don't know.
Tannehill,
whatever. He's playing so good.
I know.
But
he's
on such a small market team.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side of that, Kansas City is traditionally a small market team.
Yeah, and they're.
You can't look
but they
past
just lost. I mean, like, they lost to the Rams.
First time under. No, to the Chargers.
Chargers, that's right. Excuse me.
First time under Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm.
They have a losing record. First time they're in last place of.
In the division. Yeah. So, I mean, that's 100% notable. But I would say in the running back position, it's probably got to be Frank Gore.
I'm not taking that bait.
Oh, I love it. Well, I would say you just finished off your cigar, and I'm just about nubbing mine.
Yeah, that's about where I... Yeah, wow. The first time we smoked at the same pace.
Yeah, that's interesting, too. And again, part of it is your humidity control must be good because it's... No, not dry at all. You definitely, sit over there in pride. But I would say that this is a cigar I would smoke again. I'm
awesome. Well, hopefully I get to smoke one with you.
Oh, absolutely. I think we always do a great job picking cigars. And I would say to everybody, you know, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And we always love to hear from our fans.
Absolutely.
And we gained some fans at our last event.
I also want to say thank you very much if you're listening to us in the morning. we shed no hatred towards the time that you listen to the podcast, evening, day, or night. We're just happy you listen.
Very, very true. As always, you can catch us on our Instagram. We actually technically have two Instagrams.
We're going to try to convert them into one. I think that's our goal. We should start setting like little social media goals.
That's true.
We all but can confirm a guest for next month.
Oh, that's right. We do have a guest lined up that we'd like to bring in. Talk about some cigar accessories, have some fun with that. But, you know, we're also on Twitter at Hats Ash.
We actually have two Instagrams, too. Twitters.
Two Twitters, too. That's right.
So our goal between this podcast and next is to converge all of our...
But we still have no Facebook. I love it.
Well, we have the page.
We have a page.
The website looks bang.
The website is
good. I put up such a good template, and then I went to the bathroom and forgot the username and password, I swear, even though it's still just right there.
And the email. I get an email every once in a while from a listener that's like, oh, you should do this cigar, and it's like, oh, sometimes it depends on what I have available, and I'll pick a cigar from there or a topic, but yes, we always love to hear from our fans. It's ashhatspodcast@gmail.com, and as always, everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show and enjoyed our conversation. We hope to hear from some of you soon, and as always, smoke them if you got them. Enjoy the rest of your month.
Shoop shaboop.
Have a good one.